Alliance of Women Filmmakers. This is Visionary Voices, behind-the-scenes conversations with groundbreaking women and non-binary filmmakers from around the world. I'm Diana Means. Talk to me nice. Talk to me honestly. Look in my eyes. Don't let it fall on me. Hello, everyone. Thanks for listening today. We have filmmaker Margot Weathers talking about her film Legacy, which is an official short film selection in the Los Angeles Women's International Film Festival. Through Hosiery, Legacy tells the stories of women in history who scale both the literal and figurative heights to redefine genders, cultures, and races. And this film is still incredibly relevant today. Here is a brief clip.
Throughout history, hosiery and women have been called a lot of things. Delicate, fragile, decorative. But they've both responded to change. And some women have stood pretty tall, in stocking feet. They chose to redefine genders, cultures, nations. What will our legacy be?
So, Margot, welcome, and thank you for being here on the podcast. Let's start a little bit about your background, because I understand that you worked in the advertising agency before filmmaking, correct?
Hi, Diana. Yes, thanks. It's so nice to be here. Yes, I started out working in the world of luxury retail advertising. I was a creative director for a high-end luxury retail store and came to that point from being someone who had a degree in graphic design as well. So that was my kind of world and my introduction to what I guess you could call my native language of fashion.
And what inspired you to create this documentary?
Well, I was challenged by my management to try and do something that was from an unfiltered voice. We had been through a lot of work together, and for several years, most of my work was through the voice of someone being hired to say something, i.e. commercials. And so my management decided to challenge me to do something that was strictly from just a single voice. So it took a while to kind of take that blank page, which can kind of be intimidating sometimes, and hone in on something I could feel very passionate about. But I have to say that I think just given the privileges that I feel I enjoy today has always been connected in my mind to what other people created before me. And so women's history in particular is something about which I'm very passionate and just seemed like a great little first entry to put on that blank page. And then things like fashion came later, of course, and you know, obviously this just became an amalgam of sort of what was in my head.
Well, that's incredible. Thank you. And is this going to be a continued process for you? Are you going to continue up with the documentaries?
Well, I hope so. It's something that I really enjoy. I've done two other documentaries before this. This one in particular was a bit more of a stylized presentation than my others. I kind of jokingly refer to it as the way this documentary looks is if a traditional documentary and French Vogue had a baby. It might look like this film. One of the things I really wanted to do with this film was to challenge the notion of what a documentary could look like. One of our collaborators in publicity came up with a great saying that I loved. She said that the legacy film was like a Trojan horse. And although it looked like fashion, you found education inside.
Yeah, I definitely, you know, I saw the fashion as the foreground, and then I saw just the education of it and the beauty of it. And just, you know, on the surface, it seemed like a fashion film, but, you know, it's so much deeper as you go inside of it. And this film has been accepted to so many different film festivals. It's just incredible. Tell us a little bit about your festival run and what's next for this film.
Sure. Thank you so much for taking a look at that. Yes, we've been really excited about the journey that this little film has had on the film festival circuit. I think mainly because it does challenge what a documentary can be. And it's also very short. I kind of lovingly refer to it as a beach read of documentaries. And we need those once in a while. We need something that feels light and is beautiful to look at, but that also helps us learn. Also, it sort of acts as an appetizer. Each little story is a little bit of an appetizer to hopefully help you or prompt you to want to learn a little bit more about these women or related people in these stories. And so we're thrilled that the film festival circuit has seen that and appreciated it. We were blown away to actually win Best Documentary at our first ever film festival, which was Los Angeles International Film Festival. And in the meantime, we've also been recognized for cinematography, for editing, and won an award in a European Film Festival for Best Short Documentary. We're just thrilled. We're thrilled to just participate. Those wins are lovely, but I think more than anything, it makes me and the entire team that was involved in this film excited about the potential of Google searches or internet searches to bring the names of these women and other women that were equally admirable up. I will tell you that what I've seen, the change I've seen in the information online about these women since I started researching this film, which was almost 3 years ago now, is incredible. There are some women that no one I knew had ever heard of, you know, and now these women are having their day in the public. And so, you know, my research that started in what were old books and any kind of lecture I could find online are now so prominent and out there in our 21st century method of communication. So we love that these film festivals are also another way to kind of heighten the awareness of these women and the fact that there were women and people in history that really sacrificed and had the amazing foresight to do things that allow us to enjoy the life we do today.
Tell us a little more about your team.
Sure. There are a lot of people that made Legacy happen, for sure. And we have an amazing EP, executive producer, who was an Oscar-nominated executive producer, and she's been integral in this process. We have an amazing cinematographer with whom I had worked before on other things, and who has such a beautiful eye and helped bring this about in what I consider to be a globally educated fashion eye, as opposed to sort of a local fashion eye. It's a very well educated one, an experienced one. And our editor was and still is a dear trusted friend and collaborator. And all the women who participated, all the women that you see on the screen, they're all special in their own way. And it's just an enormous group of people that somehow, and I'm still humbled and honored now to think that they all thought enough of this little amoeba of an idea to say, yes, we'll volunteer and do this with you. I think that to me was the most incredible part of this team, was the faith that they had in this idea. So there are so many that I can't even begin to name them. But what I can say is that each one of them showed the most beautiful level of trust and excitement that I think were integral to this film being what it's become.
Now, for my independent filmmaking audience out there, I'm just wondering a little bit more about, like, you talk about this incredible team, but how did you all come together? And do you, you know, some of the names of your team and, you know, what did you bring to them that made them connect to this project? And how did you meet?
Well, I think as an independent filmmaker, I know that the listeners out there who bear that moniker know that relationships are everything. And most of the collaborations that came about in the making of this film were based on either previous relationships or introductions from those relationships. And I think at the risk of getting off topic here, the main thing I want to say is if you invest in relationships and you throughout this business make it clear that mutual respect is vital, then your relationships with people, be they creative, be they business, be they otherwise, become the basis of, I think, the possibility to do things like create an independent film. And so that's what I would say was what I thought was integral to getting people involved in something that was not about making money, but about making a statement. And I think to that point, the statement that you wanted the film to make had to be very clear. The goal had to be very clear and had to be something that these people were passionate about. So, you know, regarding names of people, I'm happy to mention our executive producer, Charlene Manka, our editor, Barney Miller. It's an amazing editor. You can find the names of all of the women who played the parts on our website, which is legacythefilm.com. And gosh, so many names that I think you can find them also on our website as well.
Thank you for sharing the website. Now, Legacy screens in the Los Angeles Women's International Film Festival on Saturday, March 26th at 8 p.m. And for the complete festival lineup, audiences can visit lawomensfest.com. Now, just a couple of more questions. How long did it take you to bring this film together? And can you talk a little bit? I know you talked about you had volunteers, but in terms of the financing, can you tell us a little bit about how you raised money for the film?
Yes, I can. To be very clear and transparent, I received a budget from my management company, and then I met that allotment. So the film was financed by myself and my management company. So that's truly independent filmmaking. I'm sorry, Diana, will you let me know the other part of the question you asked me?
Yeah. How long did it take you to bring this film together?
Oh my goodness. I think it took about 3 years, which I think is no big surprise in independent filmmaking, but it started with my writing the script during August of 3 years ago, while everyone else was out in our industry and it had some quiet around me. And then, creating the look for things, actually developing the script, developing the storyboards, and the shooting, which was done in 1.5 days for this film, was sort of the shortest part. And then we did some ancillary sort of tabletop shooting. Some of it was even with my phone afterwards. And the graphics, which you'll note in the film are quite present, those took a little while as well. And the score It's an original score and working with our wonderful team on that. So, you know, head to toe about 3 years. So you have to really be passionate about something.
So 3 years, 1.5 shooting days. And then what about the editing process? How long was that?
The editing process, I would say, was somewhere in between. You know, I worked remotely with Barney for a bit, and then he came out here to Los Angeles to work together for 2 solid days. And that's where the bulk of things got done. But, you know, there were peppered moments in between his work and my work that we did remotely. But altogether, I'm sure Barney would say that it took a good month of his life, but I think technically 2 weeks maybe for the editing.
The movie did have an incredible score. Can you talk to us a little bit about the score and how you found your music people for this? Was it one person or?
Thanks so much. Yes. Through our executive producer, Charlene Manka, she put me in touch with an amazing composer, and he was so generous with thoughts and ideas. And interestingly enough, he was going to create something for us for this film, but he happened to put in a score that he had put forward for something else, and it wasn't chosen. And to me, it was just perfect. I loved the feel of it, and I loved the malleability of the score, because what we ended up doing was adjusting that one song to fit each of these women. And, you know, those were done with references from all over the place. You know, this particular film, you know, this character is very strong. Maybe we could, you know, bring it up and make it a little beefier. But if you'll notice, you know, the score throughout the whole 7-minute film is actually the same song. So that was an exciting thing. I'm not an expert on music, but I do know when I think something feels right pretty quickly. And so that was my contribution. It wasn't technical. It was more about the emotional guidance of the music.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today. And I wish you continued success with Legacy's journey and your future projects. Legacy again screens in the Los Angeles Women's International Film Festival Saturday, March 26th at 8 p.m. For a complete festival lineup, please visit lawomensfest.com. That's lawomensfest, F as in Frank, EST.com. Visionary Voices is produced by Diana Means with editing from Otaku Media. Visionary Voices is a production of Alliance of Women Filmmakers and made possible in part by a grant from the Department of Cultural Affairs. Our website, visionaryvoicespodcast.com.